Senator Al Simpson, the country could chop the deficit and get on with balancing the budget if we gave the president the power of line item veto. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the way Congress does some of its work is embarrassing. It will take a bill that is sure to pass, loaded up with pet projects and pork barrel spending that costs our country billions of bucks. No wonder we face that $1 trillion debt. Ted, we could stop this old stuff if we gave the president the power to go through the legislation line by line and fry up those pork rinds. It's a power that over 40 states have already given to their governors, so why not our president? Ted, if the programs we fund aren't strong enough to stand, why let the system shore them up? Just this once, I would hope you might do the right thing. We know you voted against the line item veto last month when it passed in committee, but couldn't you change your stone-cold heart and closed mind and join us in this one, an effort that your fine brother Jack supported when he was president?
Al, I support the line item veto. It makes sense to let the president veto specific items in appropriations bills instead of forcing him to sign or veto the whole bill. The idea works well for state governors, and it can help us control the federal budget, too. Where we part company, Al, is over your scheme to make the change by amending the Constitution. All it takes is a simple statute to give the line item veto power to the president. We don't need to tamper with the Constitution or go through the complex, time-consuming process that amendments require. Typical right-wing mentality, Al. You cast around furiously for a good idea, but when you finally hook one, you stand up in the boat and fall overboard with it. What sort of nonsense will you try to lock into the Constitution next? Your capital gains tax cut for the rich? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on reducing nuclear weapons at sea. Let's not miss a golden opportunity. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.